I grew up in a very simple home from the Shiite Muslim. My father, my mother was very traditional. They are very strict to their faith, to their religion. In a way, it's not radicals, but just a normal, simple Shiite Muslim people. They pray, they fast, and they do everything like every other people. I start having hunger inside my heart to know about the Creator. And I know in Islam, His name is Allah. And I start growing, have the love to the Islam, have the love to Muhammad. I just start follow the same direction as every Shiite Muslim believe and follow. I was looking to the Christian people with hatred in my heart toward them because they are idolists and they deserve to die. And that's what I was thinking. And as a growing young man, I start hanging in a mosque around young people, and those young people was spreading more and more the radical Islam. Like at the time, I'm talking in the mid of 80s, it was a Amal movement, it was a Hezbollah starting up movement, all this kind of, and I used to learn about them inside the mosque. So I did not want to go with them to radicals way, to the fanatic way, to a terrorist way, as you can call it. But I was always, I was searching for God. I met a young lady. We get together. While she's going to school, her car broke down. I was standing next to the door. It's on the way to school. This older lady, she was taking some computer classes. She passed them by and she saw the young lady I'm with. And she said, oh, let me help her out. So she picked her up, took her to school. On the way to school, they start talking. And she know where she lived. She tell her, I will pick you up. You know, you don't have to worry. I will drop you up. She wasn't trying to get anything of her. She's just trying to help her out. And they start talking. And she tell her, my boyfriend, he's a Muslim. And he want me to be a Muslim. This older lady, she just tell her, you cannot live with a Muslim guy. And you cannot be a Muslim. You have to be a Christian. You have to know Christ. The older lady, they kept me in their mind because I visit them once or twice. They call me and they said, we're just calling to say hi. And they invite me over. I went to their home. I went before and I was amazed by their hospitality. Because back in my mind, where I come from, I hate the Christian. And here they are, Christian people. I thought they're gonna right away attack Muhammad and attack the Quran, attack Islam. They did not. I was so amazed. They start talking to me about the love of Jesus Christ. They never said a word. I can recall for years. They never said anything about bad to hurt my feeling. And I tell you what, they start represent Jesus in the loving way. The way the husband treats a wife, the way the wife treats a husband. Sometimes I tell them, oh, I just stop by to say hi. But actually, I'm like begging them, talk to me about your Jesus a little bit more. But don't defend me. Don't tell me my Islam is wrong. Just tell me about your Christ, your Jesus. So once those people start telling me about Christ, I start going back to my Islamic books. I start reading my Quran. I start reading books. I start searching more. I know their words is going inside my heart so truly. And my foundation starts shaking. For 2.5 years, I'm listening to them. They give me movies, and one of the movies they give me is Jesus of Nazareth. I start watching. I found Jesus, he never killed. He actually died for his sin, for the sinners. I'm watching what Jesus done. It's a peace in my heart telling me Christ, He is what He's preaching about. He is Son of God. He is God in the flesh. He came to die for the people. He is the salvation. He is the Lamb of God. He is the way to God. But I couldn't take that decision because I start thinking, if I take the decision, I am gonna lose my father and my mother and I love dearly. I'm gonna lose my brother and my sisters and I adore dearly. I'm gonna lose everything about old Hassan because I know it's either or, cannot be together. And I start asking myself, Islam is not gonna get me to God. And I start measure it between Islam and what Christ. They start telling me the Bible in their words because I don't want to read it. I did not. I can tell you honestly, I did not want to read the Bible because I know the more I read in it, from it, the more I'm going to be convicted to it. And I don't want that. I felt like I'm being drawn to the Bible. My foundation in Islam, even it was a strong foundation, I thought, start shaking, start falling. I stopped believing in Muhammad. I stopped believing the Quran is a word of God. Deep in my heart, I start asking, start talking to God. I said, God, all my life I want to hear about you. I want to know about you. But I never have a connection with you. Is it you who they're talking about? Are you Christ? Are you Jesus? Are you? I remember I was praying and praying and talking to him. I start talking to him when I'm driving my car. I start talking to him when I'm walking. I start talking to him when I wake up. I start talking when I'm sleeping. Or before I start talking to him all the time. For all of a sudden, I didn't have to stand and pray in the same repeating words, but I'm talking to God and I know he's listening. I know he's there. But I couldn't take the step and accept him. One time, they invite me over to their church. It was my first time ever go to church. And while I'm going there, it was a service, and they were singing to the Lord, and the preacher stood and preached, and they talked to everybody in church to start praying for me, asking the Lord to move into my heart, to take all the doubts, take all the obstacles, take all the thoughts, change my heart, prepare my mind to accept the Christ of who He is. And I pray the same prayer. God, help me. God, help me. God, who you are? What are you trying to tell me? I don't believe Islam anymore, and I cannot accept the Jesus where He's talking about. I am in the middle. I'm in so much darkness. Help me. And I remember I was in the meeting. It was a prayer meeting. I felt the Holy Spirit talking to me. You know how much I love you. You know Jesus died for you. You know how much you are so valuable. In God's eyes, He sent His only begotten Son to die for you on the cross. You know, you are so special. Open your heart. Receive Jesus. Receive what He done for you on the cross. I tell you what, I lift up my eyes and I saw like a movie, pictures going on about my life and all the sins I was doing. And I start crying to him. I said, help me. I'm a sinner. I don't know what's happened, but I start praying and talking to him. I ask him to come into my life. I stood and I prayed. I didn't know anything was going on around me. But I forget I was in a public place with a lot of brothers and sisters around me. All I know, a few minutes after I finish praying and asking him to save me, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you. Jesus, I receive you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, you are God. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. Everybody was crying and praising God. My life started changing from that day. My Bible has become the tool of my life. The Word of God has become my enjoyment because I know God talked to me through the Word of God. And then I talk to Him when I pray. The Bible has become my guidance in my life. And I thank so much Jesus because He changed me on a daily basis. Every time I sit in front of the Bible and open the Bible, I see Him. I see Him. And I start seeing what a sinful man I was. What a great, great Savior He is. My brothers, my sisters, all of you listening right now, I was a Muslim. I know you are a Muslim. I know you're still struggling what's life all about. Tell you what, life is in Christ. Jesus, He is life. He's life. He is the truth. He is only way to God. And God, He loves the world so much, He sent His only begotten Son to die on a cross for you as for me. You only can do one thing. Just one thing. Recognize what He done on the cross. It was Jesus He crucified on the cross for your sin, for only your sin. Just invite Him. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so much. And Jesus, He wants you to know Him. I know my name is written in the book of life. And I know He's waiting for you. Tell Him how much you need Him. And I tell you, He said, here I am standing in the door. If you open the door, I will go in and you will be with me forever.